Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to wrap up this business of who presides over the impeachment. Constitution says that it should be the Chief Justice presides over the impeachment of the conviction phase of a president. Roberts is now saying, well, he's no longer president. So therefore, the Constitution doesn't apply, and I'm going to take a dive. I'm going to go AWOL. The point is, he's already been the presiding officer once in the Ukraine impeachment scandal, where Trump blackmailed and extorted the president of Ukraine to try to go after Joe Biden for him in return for missiles to defend themselves from the commie Ruskies. Roberts presided over that. He doesn't want to do it again. And so the default then becomes the president pro tem of the Senate. Who is the president pro tem of the Senate? It's the longest serving member of the majority. So up until November 3rd, or actually up until just this last week, it was Grassley, the 89-year-old Grassley of Iowa. Bad news. Grassley should not run again. If he runs again, he'll be 95 when he's done. And he's simply a hairball clogging the drain. He is not doing anything for the United States or Iowa. But now, in the majority, the oldest serving, the longest serving, Patrick Leahy of Vermont. Excellent guy. Also, in case you're wondering, he's the judge. Can he also be a juror and vote? Because if he couldn't, then instead of 50 votes, we'll only have 49. And the answer is the good news, yes, he can vote. So he will preside. The difficulty is that when it comes to legitimacy of this proceeding, the Chief Justice is theoretically independent. And the Chief Justice gives some gravitas to it, some dignity to it. When it's simply a member of the majority whose colleagues in the House are the ones who impeached him, Trump, that takes a little bit of the luster off of it, a little bit of the luster. The question is, can we get 17 Republicans to go along with conviction? Well, I think we can get Mitt Romney. We might get Lisa Murkowski. She talks a good game. She's always yapping and talking a good game and then chickens out at the end. Same with Susan Collins, talking, chattering, and chickens out at the end. But that isn't 17, and we're not going to get Cruz. We're not going to get Hawley. We're not going to get Wormwood. Wormwood, he is Lindsey Graham. South Carolina, little Wormwood. And we're not going to get Rubio and the rest of these people. I'm hoping we get 17. If it were taken right now, we would not. However, some of that video is so horrific. That poor cop getting his head crushed, screams and shouting, obscenities, poles breaking, windows. When they have to vote on it, and a lot of these people, if they don't vote for conviction, they've got to face their voters back home. And it's one thing to say that in a truly red right-wing state, they can get away with voting against conviction. It's quite another thing to say that they can do it in any state, because I don't believe they can do it in any state. Anyway, that's why Justice Roberts will not preside. That is why Patrick Leahy of Vermont, Democrat, longest serving Democrat in the majority, in the House, strike that, in the Senate, will preside, and it'll start February 8th. Now, we're going to talk about a topic that if you talked about a comparable topic in the 1850s or the 1790s, you would have been an audience in the front row of history, and you are again. And in the future, you're going to look back on this, and so your kids and your grandkids are going to say, Mom and Grandma actually were there, calling into a radio station, talking, reading the paper of a sea change in history. And what am I talking about? The Republican Party is about to break up. The Republican Party is about to break up. Now, what do I mean by that? Everybody, oh yeah, there's a civil war and the GOP and all that. There are data right now that show how it's breaking up. And I'm going to give you some of that data. And then throughout the show, we're going to have several more examples. Rob Portman, Rob Portman of Ohio, 65 years old, rising Republican star, moderate. He's conservative. I mean, let's face it, he's a right-wing conservative, but he's moderate. He's not QAnon. He's not a nut. He's stepping down. He was not going to run for re-election. Everybody had talked about him as a presidential candidate in 2024. He'd only be 68 or 9. He's very popular in Ohio. He ran against former Governor Strickland last time, Democrat, one of our people, supposed to be close, and he beat Strickland by 18%, 18 points. So everybody thought, oh, this guy is really going to make it. He is a smart, perceptive individual, and he can smell changes in the wind. And he is afraid that he can no longer be nominated in the Republican Party because he's a moderate. He did not vote to throw out the certifications of Joe Biden being elected president. And you know who he's afraid of? And you know who the front runner now will be on the Republican side in Ohio for the Senate nomination? Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan swept up in a wrestling scandal. Google it. Google Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, Republican congressman from Ohio. And by the way, little factoid, he wrestled for UW-Madison. He went there, and I think he wrestled about 135, and I think he took a national championship. So the guy is a wrestler, but you want more than a wrestler. You want more than Hulk Hogan in the Senate. You see what I mean? In fact, you don't even want him in the House. Rob Portman is afraid of Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. That wouldn't have happened a year ago. That wouldn't have happened a month ago. But it's happened. Rob Portman is not running for re-election. He's getting out of politics. And Jordan is the front runner to succeed him. Now, this gives the Democrats a very good shot. If we can come up with a very good candidate in Ohio, can hold the Democratic vote, there's going to be a lot of Republican vote that's not going to put up with the werewolves of QAnon. That's where the Republican Party is going. QAnon is taking over the Republican Party. QAnon and their fellow travelers, running dogs, sympathizers, even if they're not technically in QAnon, taking over the Republican Party. There's a lot of people, Republicans aren't going to vote for Jordan. And so let's go out there and recruit somebody really strong in Ohio. We can pluck the seat off, but if we can't, that seat is going to go far, far to the Trump right, far to the right of Trump. Remember that Trump gave Jordan the Medal of Freedom, just like he gave Rush Limbaugh the Medal of Freedom. That is a stain against Jordan. The Medal of Freedom is not a stain. It's a wonderful thing. It's the highest civilian award that the president can bestow. But when you have a crooked president bestowing it on somebody like Jordan and something like Rush Limbaugh, they are degraded by having received it from Trump. Now, it's not just Ohio. It's not just Ohio where this is going on. Not just Ohio where this is going on. We're coming to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.